Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. And it does look like we are going to be continuing on with this message, Fully Alive in Christ, next week. But let me share something the Apostle Paul said. He said, "Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?" Have you ever been in a place that you've been kind of disgusted with yourself? That is like how many times you haven't gotten victory over a habit or a response. You know, you don't want to get angry right away, whatever it might be. And you just sometimes feel so defeated because you keep falling back into a particular mode of action or behavior or response that you're not happy with, that and you know the Lord isn't. You don't want to do that, but you know what? He knows your heart. And there's a huge difference between those who continue to stumble, to make a mistake, a sin. We got to call it what it is. But they do it out of pressure or fear or impatience or something of the flesh nature, negative emotions that's causing that. But it's not a habit pattern. It's not a choice of life. There is grief. There's sorrow. Oh, I wish I hadn't done that. Paul was feeling that. I mean, he called himself the chiefest of sinners. In his estimation, that's what he felt he was. Now, only God knows what all those sins were, but one thing we do know, the blood of the saints was on his hands. He, before his conversion, he hauled Christians off to prison, and what, execution? I mean, he had the power and the authority and the leadership that he could do things like that. So Paul cries out. He said, "Oh, wretched," in Romans, "who wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?" And then Paul answers himself by divine revelation. You see, he had the revelation of Jesus Christ, and we see in part, we know in part. We won't know in full till we're actually with the Lord. But I believe we can ask the Lord to increase that spirit of wisdom and revelation in our lives. That's what Paul prayed for the Ephesian church. I mean, it's a wonderful epistle. And so he had the revelation of Jesus, and he knew what the living Word of God could do in a man's life. What did he say in Romans 7, 24? This is verse 25. "I thank God." Who's going to deliver me from the body of this death? "I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord." And beloved, if it worked for the Apostle Paul, even if you were a murderer, I mean, oh, you know, only God knows our sins, which have been put in the sea of forgetfulness. He doesn't remember or doesn't hold us accountable anymore for them if we have generally repented. They are under the blood of Jesus. Beloved, He is your truth. He's your Savior. He's your deliverer. He's your healer. He's your comfort and solace in times of trial and battle. You know what David said? "He brought me up out of a horrible pit." Can you relate to that? I can't tell you the times I've been in a horrible pit. I just a pity party. It's less and less and less as I walk with the Lord. But, oh, I used to be really good. Before, when I was, unsaved, I was the heroine of my own melodrama. I really was. You know, that's who we are. But in Jesus, He is our victory. David said, he brought me out of a horrible pit. He set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. And many shall see it and shall fear and shall trust in the Lord. You see, that's what happens when God delivers us. This was the king of Israel. This was the anointed of God, David. He was in a horrible pit. So come on, we've all been there. But God is our deliverer. He will bring us up. He'll reach down and lift us up. And so when we allow the searchlight of God's word to fall across our path, we too, our flesh nature, will be struck down to the grave. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. You know what? He does not fail. I have tremendous confidence in the Holy Spirit, no matter how stubborn we might be, how thick-headed. Remember, finally, the Lord said to the children of Israel, you come past this mountain long enough. Or how long will you come past this mountain long enough? It's time to move on. And beloved, Saul of Tarsus, that day he had a meeting and a revelation of Jesus. That glorious day, he was translated out of the hands of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. He said, Lord, what will you have me do? That's immediately. It was such a life-changing experience. Well, he was blind. My goodness. He had to be led by the hand to Damascus. Here he was, the persecutor of the Church of Jesus Christ. He became one of God's greatest soldiers and preachers and teachers when he received the revelation of Jesus Christ. You know what? After his first salvation experience, he went to Jerusalem, and then, you know, he went out in the desert for 3 years. That's where he learned. That's where God ministered to him, and he received the revelation in an ongoing basis, I'm sure, throughout his life. But that's where he got to know God. And now, we're still in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. What does that say? It says, and you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin. Hallelujah. We were one time dead according to the world, according to we were servants to the prince of the power of the air, that spirit which with now works in the children of disobedience. But what has God done? He has delivered us. And verse 5, let's read that. It says, even when we were dead in sins, he hath, that's when we came, that moment of salvation, he hath quickened us together with Christ, for by grace are you saved. We're saved and quickened together with Jesus. We are sitting in heavenly places. John chapter 1 talks that as many as receive Jesus Christ, they are given power to become the sons of God, even those who believe on his name. These children of God, we've been born again, not of the sin nature, nor by the will of flesh, but by the will of God. And then in verse 6, it says, he's raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Recently I've shared with the partners, the subject was perspective 1 month and attitude the next month. We are spiritually, we're seated. That's what it says. That's not me. That I'm just reading what the word says. And we are translated out of darkness. We are seated. That's our position in Christ. And he wants us to understand that and to know that. And then let's go down to verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which he hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Jesus is the master pattern, but each of us are unique, beautiful representations of Jesus. Our spirit man, we represent Jesus. Even though our personalities are very unique, and we could be quite different, but we are created in Christ. And beloved, we need to influence the world around us. However God leads you, whatever it is that God would, you know, maybe he's talking to you about a change of career. Maybe he could even be calling you into ministry, or maybe, you know, starting a Bible study, or reaching out to your neighbors, or just servant evangelism. I mean, one of the things that I was so impressed when I learned about that years ago is you just go and offer to do things, you know, shovel the neighbor's snow, or, if it's an elderly person, you know, offer to maybe help them. Can you go to the store for them or wash windows or do simple little things and without charge? And people say, why would you want to do something like that? Well, that's a golden opportunity to tell them why you would do something like that. Praise God. And let's look at verse 13. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who were sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. We are raised up out of the old life, and we have been born again, not as the first time as a little baby, but now we are really alive, fully alive. And the more we grasp the revelation and the understanding of who we are in Christ, I believe we'll become more and more alive, more anointed, more filled with the spirit of wisdom and revelation. We used to be strangers and foreigners. I don't care how smart or how educated we might have been, how many degrees we might have to have after our name, that means nothing. We were alienated away from the fellowship of God. But now through Jesus, we are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Let me read verse 14. For he is our peace, who hath made both one. He's talking about Jew and Gentile. Also, individual believers and Jesus, and he hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us. We are made one with Jesus Christ. Isn't that wonderful? We're part of his body. He's not many bodies. He's got one body, and he's the head. Every believer is joined as the Lord sees fit in his body. Jesus broke down that middle wall of partition that separated us from God. Now we're members in particular. And the last verse, having abolished in his flesh enmity, even the law of commandments ordained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man in making peace. We are made a new creature, a new man, exactly after God's perfect pattern, which is Jesus. In the beginning, God created man in his own image, and Jesus established forever a new covenant for all time and eternity, which enables us, God's people, to, as humans, those the children of God, to pass from marred, sinful creation under the sentences of death into a absolutely new world of life and peace through Jesus. Think about that, beloved. Oh, we haven't plumbed the depths of what these beautiful passages declare to us. We know in part, but I believe if we ask the Lord, we can grow and understand in even greater measure the wonderful mysteries and secrets of God. That's what he wants to reveal. Well, my time is gone. I must bring this broadcast to a close. I thank you for joining me, and I do invite you to write and share those needs. Until next week, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.